Hello, friends, and welcome to Queens of Adventure. I'm Matt Baum, your Dungeon Master, and we're going to be listening to our second adventure that we recorded between live shows. This adventure was recorded on December 3rd, right before the holiday quest that the Queens went on. That's, of course, Harlot O'Scara, Butylene O'Kipple, Freya Love, and Arsenicky. A few things to expect on this episode. They go to a place that we call the Nexus of eBay, but if they go back, we'll probably call it the Nexus of Shebay because we like that better. So consider this a preemptive, retroactive continuity thing, just so you know. Also, combat's going to be summarized again because we were still figuring things out and we had to stop and start a little bit, but we won't normally be cutting combat like this. Also, we were trying a few different things with mics, so occasionally the audio quality is a little less than perfect on this episode. And then at one point, I tell everyone that Phyllis Diller played Wonder Woman's mother in the 1970s. She didn't, but let's just pretend that she did, for the sake of my dignity. Big, big thanks to everyone who's been rating and reviewing the show. That makes a huge difference, especially when a show's just starting out like this one. So thank you to Yas Queen, who writes, "This nerd is in Stiletto Heaven," which is lovely, and thank you so much. And also, Stiletto Heaven would be such a good name for a shoe store. So anyway, what's next? Season 0 is going to continue with another episode on Friday, May 18th. That's going to be our winter episode. And then you're going to have more Season 0 eps all next week. The new episodes of Season 1 start on May 30th, and they'll be coming out every other Wednesday after that. So, Kickstarter backers, the episodes that you backed will start on May 30th. We also have some live shows coming up. There's a Seattle show happening on June 21st. You can get tickets to that at queensofadventure.com. That's going to be just in time for Seattle Pride. And we have some shows in San Francisco, July 13th and 14th. Tickets are going to go on sale very soon. You can get on the mailing list at queensofadventure.com to be the first to know when they're on sale. Okay, that's everything. Now let's get into the adventure. After your adventure at Labouche Gardens, you spend some time recouping your strength at the Inn of the Hung Man and inventorying the crates of Trixie Labouche merchandise. Nomi has provided your driver, Coppertop, with directions to the Nexus of eBay, where you can sell the goods. And the next day, the six of you set off in the carriage down a dusty side road. What are you all wearing for your day at the market?
Oh my God.
A day with the girls at the market. Girl, I'm wearing fringe.
What's the weather like?
I lifted something that was nice and billowy and gossamer. If we're on a carriage, I want it to billow in the wind.
It's like blowing your scarves, like blowing out a
exactly.
side window of the carriage.
Hopefully there's no low bridges, but I mean, if not, I'm going to look fabulous.
Every now and then, the forest is kind of closing in. It's like a close forest here, and so it's getting snagged a little bit on the underbrush, and little scraps of it are getting caught on branches. And glancing back, you can see there's like a squirrel wearing like a little torn off part of your scarf. You're leaving like a little trail through the forest, and it's a sunny day, but the tree canopy overhead is casting shadows on you. So you got like the flickering dappled sunlight across the capybara that's pulling your carriage.
I am wearing a sweater cape and with matching leg warmers and UGG boots, and I am carrying a Venti PSL with only 2 pumps of sweetener. In a matching cozy.
210 degrees, no foam.
The Inn of the Hung Man is, they really accommodate your requests.
I needed to speak to the manager immediately, and I got what I wanted. Plus a $5 gift card credit.
She was wearing the right hair to get the response she needed.
I told you not to burn the milk.
Well, I am fashioning some deerskin overalls with like a moth silk blouse, I think. Yes, emerald green blouse, and there's still spots on the deer on my overalls.
That is actually quite charming. I don't think I've ever seen like deerskin overalls.
Yeah, oh, yeah, of course not. It's like I made them.
Lederhosen, but like all the way down to your ankles.
Right?
Out of like,
well, like
spotted
with,
dick.
Like a furry, yeah.
Wait, isn't that a fish?
Yes.
That is a food.
Yeah, but
it's a pudding, isn't it?
It's a dick,
like a
dick
bread.
Is the kind of a spotted deer.
Yes. D-I-K.
Dick, dick.
Like an actual spotted penis.
What was that?
I just made the DM go.
Come again?
So riding with you in the carriage is Nomi, your researcher who you picked up on your last adventure. He's kind of looking around at you, and he's like, "Boy, you're gonna turn some heads when we get to the market, I'll tell you that. Now listen, girls, we're heading to the Nexus of eBay. Just act cool. Don't cause any trouble. Don't cause any fights. No magic, no fighting. That's the rule at this place. Weapons. We're going to unload this merchandise that you picked up, or all these signed original mint in the box Trixie LaBouche stuff. We're going to unload this for a pretty penny at the auction there. And keep your eyes out for deals at this place, because you never know what you're going to find, all right? And you've arrived at a dead end. The path just ends in a boulder, and there's a little gnome fishing in the stream there. And Coppertop, your driver, looks down at him, and he's Coppertop says, "Hocus pocus, little guy." And the gnome nods knowingly, and suddenly a swirling portal appears in the boulder at the end of the road.
Oh, no.
And, I thought you said no magic.
The carriage vanishes into the swirling portal, plunged into darkness, and you can hear the wind whooshing by the carriage, and suddenly you fall forward out into the bright light of the Nexus of eBay.
What the hell kind of Willy Wonka roller coaster did we just fall in and out of?
Diagonally. Yeah.
Diagonally.
You are surrounded by a bustling marketplace. There are stalls with strange wares, vendors calling out in all different languages. There's creatures of all different shapes and sizes browsing for goods. You can smell spices and meats. There's the din of carts rolling by. And Nomi steps out of the car, out of the carriage, and he says, "Ah, it's been a while. It's been a while. Good to be back." He waves to some people who wave back at him. Now, on top of the carriage, you have all those crates of signed Trixie LaBouche merchandise. And he points up to it and says... it says something in another language to some small dwarves there, and they start carrying it off, and he says, "Now they're going to take it to the auction. You guys go along with this stuff. Take it to the auction. The auctioneer is going to take care of everything for you, so don't worry about getting anything on the block or whatever. You just go along, make sure it sells for a good price. Now I got to go off. I'm getting close to the next treasure, but I just need to pick up some more info here and talk to my contacts. You keep an eye on this merchandise, and then once it sells... Do a little shopping. It's tough work for me being the pretty one in the group." And so he disappears off into the crowd, and you guys move off. You follow the gnomes who are the dwarves who are carrying the treasure over to the auction. And so there's a large crowd that you're approaching with these crates, and there's a man with a top hat there, and he greets you. He says, "Oh, welcome, welcome. What have we here? What have you brought me? What's in the crates, my dear ladies?"
"What's in the box?"
"We bring you a crate, or a pallet full of hand-signed Lady Trixie LaBouche merchandise."
He says, Ooh, very rare. It's been many ages since we saw anything from her. We thought that she vanished. Oh, how exciting. How exciting."
"She has.
She's dead."
"Oh, well."
"However, that means that the market value of all of this product just skyrocketed. Am I right, or am I wrong?"
"It means all of her albums will skyrocket to the top of the Billboard Hot 200 chart."
"And her impersonators."
"Oh my gosh, we're going to have to listen to her songs all day on KEXP."
And so he looks back up from the crates, and he's got a giant smile on his face. He's like, "Yes, how sad. I'm beside myself with grief." Thank you so much. The auction will begin shortly. Here, make yourselves comfortable here. And he guides you to some seats at the back. There's this big crowd who's all looking forward. And the auction begins. There are various strange otherworldly goods being put up for auction. People are raising their paddles to bid. Just ungodly amounts of money on these things. And then finally, the auctioneer gets to your crate. And he says, "Here we have lot 6969, merchandise from LaBouche Gardens."
I'm just kidding.
"Now, before we begin the bidding, let's have a few words from the sellers. My dear ladies, won't you tell the crowd about what we have here and how valuable it is?"
"Well, as you may or may not be aware, the market value of Lady Trixie LaBouche products has skyrocketed. Why are they skyrocketed? Because she's no longer with us. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Everything that you see here, I doubt there'll be any more produced.
Limited edition, sold out online.
New in box. Yeah, never removed from box.
Barely splattered with blood.
Free shipping on all orders over 35.
A little dusty.
But with your Nexus Prime membership, we can give you free overnight shipping.
Girl, and two-hour now delivery or GTFO.
And a free 30-day trial to Wix.com.
Yes, the crowd is just going, ooh, ah, ooh. Fascinating. People are kind of crowding around the crates, and the bidding begins, and people are raising their paddles, and it's getting faster and faster. Suddenly, Harlot, you can see that one person who is bidding on this item, off the side, is a woman. Sitting next to her is Ramshackle, your friend from court. And so the bidding has gotten down to just two last people. They're raising their paddles against each other, and then finally, the auctioneer hits the gavel. He says, "Sold for 3,000 gold pieces."
So what's that in U.S. American? What does that translate to?
Oddly enough, it's 1-to-1. It's exactly 3,000.
Okay. It's bitcoins or something.
It's actually sand coin.
They're literally bitcoins. They're coins that have been bit. They just got teeth marks in them. That's how you can tell they're real. This woman who's sitting next to Ramshackle put in the winning bid of 3,000 gold pieces. The crowd cheers and everybody stands up. They're very excited. You lose sight of them in the crowd. And then as people kind of dissipate, they're gone. And now the auctioneer returns with the bag of gold pieces. He says, here you are. Thank you again so much. Thank you so much for bringing everything in. Here's your 3,000 gold pieces. And enjoy, please. I hope you'll think of us again for all of your fencing needs.
And touché.
Right? I was thinking the exact same thing. I was like, fencing? When did we fight?
En garde. I like it.
So now you have this money. You're here in the market. There's stalls and vendors and bustling commerce going on all around you. What would you like to buy with your 3,000 gold pieces?
Shoes.
There is a shoe.
Shoes.
Option.
Oh my God, shoes.
Shocking.
At this point, we handed the queens a menu of items available at different stalls in the market and at different prices, so they're reading over that now.
I really want the Pipe of Smoke Monsters.
Wait, hold on. Is this like half actual what this is and half what y'all made up? Or is this like, okay, I was like, if this is legit in there, like if some sodomist sat in their room saying, girl, this nail polish remover is going to be everything on this D&D girl.
What's the tankard of sobriety?
It's a tankard that drinking out of it produces no intoxicating effects.
What about the tentacle rod?
That's just a guy. Tentacle rod, we just call him that.
Yeah. It sounds like a Cthulhu dude I used to know.
I don't want to admit, but I really do kind of want the tentacle rod.
Get out of my brain and into my butt.
Is that what this is?
The tentacle rod, made by a drow. The rod is a magic weapon that ends in three rubbery tentacles. While holding the rod, you can use an action to direct each tentacle to attack a creature you can see within 15 feet.
What? Okay, that is... That's going in the cart.
It's 1,000 gold bitcoins, though.
Is the eyeshadow, like, Wet and Wild, or is it, like Pat McGrath?
Is it, Pat McGrath, YSL? Are we playing with, like, Marc Jacobs?
Is it metallic? Cage-free organic? Will it does it refract shade that's being thrown at you? It absorbs shade.
It's shady to you, but only your eyes.
Yeah.
The rest of your beat is gray.
So basically, kind of like what eyeshadow was used for originally, right?
Yeah, exactly. And what football players use it for? Right? Isn't that what their thing is?
Yeah,
the little bars on the face?
I thought it was anti-highlight, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, it actually grabs the light so they don't, like, the light from the giant stadium lights doesn't blind them as much because there's something dark underneath their eyes that absorbs all the bright white.
Yeah, well, all right.
What does the hairspray do besides lock it and load it?
What's the head of vermin? Because that sounds like it'd be really cute with my deerskin overalls.
That actually would go very nicely. The hat of vermin is one of my favorite things. Basically, it's a hat that vermin come out of.
Oh my God, so it's like a squirrel girl cloak.
So it's kind of like your vagina, mama.
Yeah.
So it has three charges. While you're holding the hat, you can use an action to speak a command word. Summons your choice of bat, rat, or frog.
Butylene might be interested in the cloak of many fashions.
I know. I'm wondering if that's like a Dolly Parton spell you have to cast. In my coat of many fashions that Gandalf made for me.
Oh my God.
I feel like the stiletto heels would be like an agility decrease.
Do we know what the curling iron does?
Does fire damage to your roots. Oh my gosh. It can only do damage on virgin roots.
Human hair mama, not synthetic.
Otherwise, it's subdual damage.
Whoa. The staff of flowers is a staff that makes flowers.
You can use the action to cause a flower to sprout from a patch of earth or soil, or from the staff itself. The staff creates a mild scented daisy, or you can choose a specific kind of flower. Is it harmless and non-magical? And on the last charge, you roll a d20, and on a 1, it turns into flower petals and is lost forever.
I vote for the perfume of bewitching.
Yeah, same. That sounds good to me. I like the slippers, too.
Yeah, the climbing.
I mean, we all wear the same size in D&D, right?
Let's say, yeah.
Traveling shoe.
Let's say, yeah. You all have very petite feet.
The Wand of Smiles, yes. Wand of Conducting, maybe not, unless we're going to fight Cerberus.
That could be useful.
Do we need the Tankard of Sobriety?
I've got that under control.
Pipes of the Sewers.
I don't remember what that one does. I think that's just...
like a sewer pipe?
Yeah, you just run through. Yeah, exactly. There's some Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in there.
You just pointed at someone, and it's everyone's piss. It's basically gray water just spraying all over somebody.
No, oh, that would be a horrifying.
It's like a poop stick.
All right, the pipes of the sewers. You must be proficient with wind instruments to use these pipes. When you are attuned to them, ordinary rats and giant rats are indifferent towards you, and will not attack you unless you threaten or harm them.
That's specific and awesome.
Right.
Also,
that's very specific.
If you play the pipes as an action, you can use a bonus action to expend one of three charges, calling forth a swarm of rats with each expended charge, provided that enough rats are within half a mile to be called to you in this fashion.
Half a mile?
If there aren't enough rats to form a...
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
We should just tsunami attack, opponents with rats.
Called swarms move towards you by the shortest available route, but aren't under your control otherwise. So it just makes rats come towards you. I love this.
Wow.
Whenever a swarm of rats that isn't under your... Oh my God, there's so much information about rats. You make a charisma check just by the swarm's wisdom check. If you win the contest, blah, 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 swarm is swayed by the pipe's music, becomes friendly to you and your companions for as long as you continue to play the pipes. So yeah, you can make a friendly swarm of rats, basically.
Totally.
Wow. That's amazing. That sounds more useful than climbing slippers to me.
I don't agree with you.
I mean, can we do the critters and
maybe
the
useful
rats?
Is not the right word.
I can. You. It's more fascinating for certain, but I want my climbing slippers.
So it's all about you. I'm just kidding.
Clearly.
You agree. You think you're pretty.
So what do we have that narrowed down
this
to?
This is not the first time I've heard that.
How about we buy the pipes and you steal the slippers? I think we wanted the perfume of bewitching for sure.
That sounds good to me.
And Harlot's climbing slippers.
All right, so sorry, you were getting the perfume of bewitching, the slippers of spider climbing?
Did we decide that?
It should be either the slippers or the instrument of illusions.
What was the instrument of illusions again?
It makes an illusion like within 5 feet of you, but it could be like a
rats
fire.
Is
it
better
could
than
be,
an illusion.
It could. There's a lot. You can convince people with an illusion.
Also, I.
Bless you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can convince people with an illusion, but once you have a swarm of rats, you have to fight the rats, and then if the rats don't like you, they eat you.
Oh,
and
that's risky.
And then you can't necessarily stop the rats, but with the wand of illusions, you can decide what it is, and it's like, I'm going to make an illusion of this four. Feet being on fire or being a portal into hell, and then I'm going to jump through it, and then it's going to be right in front of a door, and then the Minotaur is going to slam into a wall, and then I'm going to not get hurt.
Did you just D&D a Roadrunner and Coyote cartoon?
Meep.
Exactly.
That sounds cool to me.
Same.
Sometimes you have to justify.
You made your case.
Right. Way to be right.
So that was the, what was it, the instrument of illusions?
Yeah. Yes.
And is that you have to play it like a flute or something?
That works.
I played flute in junior high
school. I want to be played like a flute.
Yeah, but what kind of instrument?
Blow me.
Is it like an oboe? Yeah.
Is it like a bassoon?
A bassoon.
It's a sousaphone. Nobody knows what that is.
Oh my gosh. Just makes me think of Kenny.
Actually, only Sousa knows what a sousaphone is.
What was it, bousaphone or
a sousaphone?
Sousaphone, yeah, I don't think I've ever seen one.
It's a castanets.
Unless you don't have rhythm.
Ooh, they're castanets of illusion.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So if you're 500 gold piece items, you're getting the Instrument of Illusions and the Perfume of Bewitching. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The tentacle porn. I mean, wand.
Yeah, so you can have tentacle porn.
Yeah, three of us at the same time. For tentacle porn.
Someone's always going to be left out, though, unfortunately.
All right, so you're going to do the tentacle rod for 1,000.
We like bought like half this fucking list. Right?
And you're getting all of the 100 items except for the talking doll. Is that
fuck
right?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh my god, it's an eraser that erases for
it's
you?
It's
one of my first vibrators.
Oh my gosh.
I only used it on my balls. It's fine.
It's a neck massager.
Oh my god.
No, it's a vibrator. Why are you returning it? It failed to get me off.
The future is anal.
The future is anal.
So you guys have quite a few treasures here. So you're going to set off. You've decided what it is that you want to purchase. And so you set off walking from stall to stall, exploring the place and looking around at all the sights. Freya, as you're walking past one of these booths, you bump into another water jetty. And she turns around and it's a friend of yours from back home. It's your friend Estuary. She's got wavy blue hair. And she's wearing a one-piece bathing suit. And she turns around. She's like, oh, Freya, is that you?
Oh, my God, Estuary. I haven't seen you since your birthday in January. Girl, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
And you've lost 400 pounds, bitch. You look sickening in that one piece. Hey.
She's like, yes, it's true. Don't I look good? I look trim. The stripes, I think the stripes help accentuate the figure.
Trim spa, baby.
Mm.
She's serving fish.
1-800-JENNY-20.
I hate that. I'm sorry. I said
was it all water weight, though?
Oh, excuse my friends. They're kind of so shady. Much. But it's cool. How are you?
She says, no, it's cool. It's all right. It's all right. I actually am serving fish. Here you go. And she pulls a fish from out from her cleavage and hands it to her.
Oh,
yum.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
She's getting better at this.
We got
love
some spices
this.
For that.
Right? Oh, actually, I do want to sprinkle just the smallest. I mean, we got to know what we have. We got to try it out.
I scream out loudly, run 10 feet away, and then run 10 feet back and say, girl!
And you do the don't mess up my makeup kissing, where you're like, yeah.
And the Oprah hug.
Yeah. And she says, but have you heard the news? Have you heard the news from back home?
Hold on, there's a newsletter? What happened?
Oh, she's like, ooh, didn't you know? She's like, no, I'm just kidding. I just came. I was back visiting home, and they've been having some real trouble over the last year or so. The temple there, they've been having trouble controlling the ocean. The tides have been getting steadily higher and higher and higher. And everyone's kind of panicking about what's going to happen. If it gets too much higher, it's going to start swallowing the city up.
I thought that was your job, girl.
Save some for the whale.
Right?
She's like, if you might want to get back there at some point and, you know, just see how things are and check in with folks. But here, take this. It's been so long. And she reaches in. She's got like a little bag. She reaches in and she pulls out a giant conch shell. And she says, here's a little thing from home. Just, you know, I know it's been a while since you've been back. Just to remember it by. And she hands it to you. And it's a, you know, the shell is covered in like glittery sand and someone's hand painted Life's a Beach on it. And she's like, you remember how we used to listen to the shells? And she holds the shell up to your ear. And you can hear the waves crashing on the beach. And all of your memories of this, of the town where you grew up, come flooding back to you. Tell me about the city that you came from. What's the name of it?
Oceanica.
Oceanica. And what's it like? What does the city look like?
There's a lot of plants. It's just like one giant outside garden, but all the houses are made of trees that have basically turned themselves into houses or shrubs or that have just turned into like little bungalows. And it's like kind of a little beachy area down south Mexico. Like
it's like a resort town. There's like tourism.
No, we kill tourists.
Okay. it's a tough neighborhood.
It's invite only, really.
Okay.
Like you can only get there if someone you know lives there.
So it's P-Town.
Yeah.
Okay. It's like...
Pretty much, it's P-Town.
It's magic P-Town. It's
but
fantasy
like, just
P-Town.
Imagine all of the houses made of shrubbery and trees.
they got an electric train greens. Called the Trident.
This does sound really beautiful, actually.
Does it? Okay,
I'm like
cool.
Imagining like P-Town with like plants, like trees growing into like the buildings and things. Mm-hmm. And people are complaining about how like all the Genesee now have kids and there's a lot of strollers there now.
Dressed like Audrey Hepburn.
And tell me about like growing up there. You remember the people that you grew up with. Who are the people who were in your life when you were a child growing up in Oceanica?
Well, it was mostly single mothers because the men went off to war and they died, except for one man who's been helping procreate the entire place for the last 50 years.
Oh, lucky man.
His name is Papa Smurf.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. That sounds very reminiscent of that. It's the Wonder Woman Island of Women. And we have our problems. We have our menstrual cycles and we just created tampons.
I'm sorry. No.
Our menstrual strikles.
I didn't say strikles. Anyway.
No, that's canon now. Sorry.
Yeah, no, like menstrual strikles. Genesee are known to go through menstrual strikles.
Strikles.
Yeah. I'm going on menstrual strike.
How many of those can you do per turn?
We used to just sit in the ocean for 5 days and just let it wash away. But we created those things. We grew up all as, you know, little kids do. You play around, play hide and seek, and then you get to a point where you have to start learning how to make the thunder and waves happen everywhere and call to the gods, and mostly they're focused there.
Tell me about the people that that you left behind when you left.
Oh, yeah, there we go. That's what we're talking about. Thanks for bringing me back. They're tall, dark-haired women, small breasts, big hips, kind of shaped like Iggy Azalea, very well-tempered. Unless you piss them off. But you have to piss everybody off, and then like a tempest just like goes around, you know, Hurricane Katrina style. And then we all have pale bluish green skin and random seaweed type markings all over our bodies.
Beautiful. This is, since you described it as like Wonder Woman-esque, I'm like picturing the Phyllis Diller version where like... Do you know the one where like from the 70s when she was Linda Carter's mom, right?
Uh-huh.
And so... That's what I'm picturing there with like the markings on her bodies. And, yeah.
Phyllis Diller play her mom. Mm-hmm.
She did.
Show?
She did. It's bonkers.
Oh, yeah. That's brilliant. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And totally straight. It's like not funny Phyllis Diller. It's just like, I'm very serious.
I'm the mother of Diana. Yes. On this planet of
they're an island.
So you feel like as these memories are coming back to you, you feel this connection to your past. You remember like all the people you left behind and the city and that you set out into the world when there was a time when you lost your powers. And slowly you've been recovering them. You feel a connection to your mystical powers swelling within. It's going to be time for you to reflect and think about the new powers that you've gained. Let's take a look at your character sheet because you are approaching level 3.
New phone, who dis?
This is your character sheet.
So you're going to be getting quite a few things. Your hit points are going up. You get an additional hit die, which means you can recover more hit points on a rest. And you are also getting some new spells. You get the Gust of Wind spell, which is just what it sounds like. You can create a gust of wind however you like. You also get the Shatter spell, which again, what it sounds like, you can shatter things. It's a lot like Thunder Wave, except it doesn't push things away, and you can aim it.
You know what? I'm going to take Ice Knife since I lost my Triton and I need a weapon.
So Ice Knife, you create a shard of ice and fling it at one creature within range. You make a ranged spell attack against the target, so it is possible to miss. But on a hit, the target takes 1d10 piercing damage. Whether you hit or miss, the shard explodes. And everything within 5 feet of the point where the ice exploded has to do a saving throw, or they take 2d6 cold damage. And if you use your second level spell slot for that, the damage is increased. So there you go. Congratulations!
Yay!
You had your Oprah moment.
Freya's feeling kind of fine. You have had this little encounter with someone from your past, and it's reminded you of some of your origins, and you're feeling your magic.
CC.
Yay! The party. You're continuing on through the market and looking at all the stalls and vendors and everything. you're particularly keeping an eye out for those advanced alchemy tools that Butylene wanted to get. And then you see a an alchemist's stall up ahead. And looking over some of those items is a familiar figure with wild, unkempt hair full of mushrooms. And she turns around and she says, "Oh, Beautiline, is that you? It's Granny. Do you remember Granny?"
"Hey, Queen.
How have you been, my child?"
"Oh, I have been fantastic. Just hanging out with my friends. You know, we just talked some stuff that we found."
"Good for you. Good for you. Always got to be running a hustle. That's very important." "Now, I suppose you're out like me. You're looking for some little tools of the trade. Now, have a look. Have a look at what we have here." And she gestures to the stall, and she points out some tools that have a particular mark on them. She says, "Look at these. Look at this. They have a mark of a fine craftsman here." And you recognize that mark as the mark of your mentor who originally taught you alchemy. And she says, "Look, you wouldn't happen to recognize this mark, would you?"
It might be familiar. I don't know. You know, I've seen a lot of marks in my time. Do you know anything about it?"
She says, "Well, this is the work of a very expert alchemist. You know, these," and she picks up some equipment. She says, "Now this would let someone make a lot of these would let you make a lot of new poisons, the kind you very rarely see out in the world. And these," and she picks up some others. She says, "Now these, if you were able to use these, you could share your potions with other people. Very useful tools." And I don't think she looks at the price tag. She's like, these are going for a song. I don't think these people know just how much they're worth. Well, quite a steal, quite a steal, wouldn't you say?"
"Good intel, Granny. Thanks." "Do you think they'd give me like a 2-for-1 discount?"
The shopkeeper's watching. He's not really paying much attention. But if you wanted to, like, I don't know, impress him or flirt or try to, what are you going to do to try to get that 2-for-1?
I would definitely do some good PR on my campaign trail, you know, and send people to the shops. I might have to do like a little song and dance. Maybe I got some, I use like one of my potions, like put on a perfume, some kind of, didn't we get that perfume? Ooh, yeah, maybe I could use it to get a bargain. Oh, I'll haggle.
We got to use I'll that see on, if like, he wants to have that we want to sway.
Right.
You know, just going to destroy a whole kingdom.
Totally. Not just for some bargain basement. But yeah, I'm willing to like to schmooze and razzle dazzle, see if I can make a deal.
Yeah, so he's kind of like the shopkeeper's kind of like glancing over at you. It's kind of wondering what you and Granny are like whispering conspiratorially. He's like, "Can I help you, ladies?"
"Certainly. I was just wondering if you had any like Groupons or like coupons available, because I'm really kind of, you know, I have a passing interest in both of these, you know, these tool sets, like the poisons, and you know, I'm a giver. I just love to share things, so I would love to be able to share some of my recipes with my friends."
It's like, "Oh, so you're interested in this junk, huh? Well, what make it with my while? What's it worth to you?"
"Do you have PayPal or..."
"I got all my pals pay me."
"You are so charming. Oh my gosh, I love that sweater, by the way. That's a really cute sweater. Did you buy that nearby?"
He's wearing a leopard print sweater vest. And he's like, I knitted it myself, to be honest."
"Oh my gosh, I'm a sewer too. I made these overalls that you see. Aren't these cute?"
"Oh, they're very fetching, yes.
I could totally make you some."
He's like, "Really? Would you make me some deer overalls?"
"You're a size 0, right? Obviously."
"Well, yeah, maybe in my youth at one time." He's like, "Do you think could you do a little drop seat in the trousers?"
"Absolutely. Yeah, whatever you're into. I could drop seeds or crotches. I could also drop it like it's hot."
"Oh, all right. Now we're talking. All right. You got a deal. I'll give you 2-for-1 on this junk."
"Oh, fantastic. I'd be glad to take it out of your way. I know it could be very cumbersome."
So he snaps his fingers for one of the Nexus assistants to come wrap everything up. All the items that you've been purchasing, they've been delivering to the carriage, so everything will be waiting for you when you get there. And Granny's looking on with a smirk, and she says, "Well done, well done. I like to see a girl who knows how to get a bargain. that mark that they that the tools had there. I hope you'll remember that and keep an eye out for that person who made those tools. I'd very much like to meet them. And remember, now you owe me two.
Oh, ooh, dun-dun-dun.
She says, come along, children. And she claps her hands and starts sweeping off down the aisle. And from everywhere, just like hordes of cats pour out of stalls and out of like around corners and things and out of baskets. And they follow
Does
off after
that
her.
Creature, critter, bucket.
The hat.
Trench coat hat.
The vermin hat.
The hat of vermin.
That's actually the feline hat.
Yes, the hat of feline. They're all following.
The pussy hat.
Like cat pee, that's why.
Oh, God. It's the hat of pussy control.
Does Granny smell like cat pee because she's a mushroom hoarder person? She's just not cat pee, but she's very earthy.
Yeah, she. There's quite a few scents pouring off of Granny.
She's olfactory, enigma, and experience.
The warm scent of ammonia.
Just like home. As the alchemist is wrapping up the package, you can see that you're getting with this equipment. You're going to be able to make formulas for other creatures to use. So now your potions, you can hand them out to party members for them to use. And you can also get a bonus action. You can spend a spell slot to poison a weapon with either Bane, Command, Fairy Fire, or Coochie's Hideous Laughter.
Yes. love it.
You get some new hit points, some more hit dice, and you also get a new alchemist formula of level 1 or 2. So take a look at your new formulae and see if anything in there is of interest.
Oh, level 1 or 2?
Yep.
I just so happened to look this over. There's a couple that sound really good. What is, I'm curious about bark skin.
It's just a dog's bark at you. It makes your skin bark. No, that's horrible.
Yikes. Like shingles?
A bark skin. You touch a willing creature. Until the spell ends, the target's skin has a rough, bark-like appearance. The target's armor class can't be less than 16, regardless of what kind of armor it's wearing. And so you can do that to yourself or to anybody else.
Enlarge and reduce sounds good, too, though.
That's... Yeah.
It does. There's so many applications for that.
I know.
Think about if you made me really small.
Do you have to enlarge and reduce, like, or do you get to?
You have to
one
trade.
Or the other?
Oh my
right?
gosh!
Like your hands can it have pulsate? To get bigger, but the rest of your body can be can teeny tiny. And so it's like that one music video.
Can I enlarge or reduce to the sound of my iTunes library?
Just using throbbing.
Using an easy to use app on my iPhone.
So enlarge or reduce causes a creature or an object you can see within range to grow larger or smaller for the duration. Choose either a creature or an object that is neither worn nor carried. If the target is unwilling, it can make a Constitution saving throw. On success, the spell has no effect. If the target is a creature, everything it is wearing and carrying changes size with it. Any item dropped by an affected creature returns to its normal size at once.
Mm. Oh my gosh, that's
Imagine
cool.
Imagine if you like enlarged a stray cat in the street and made it scare a bad guy, or if you were up against an ogre and you're like, Charlie Sheen, Ben Vereen, shrink to the size of a lima bean!
Oh my gosh.
You could do that on Charlie Sheen.
Hopefully.
Yeah, that's perfect. Problem solved.
That does sound really good. I'm also curious about the throne web. That sounds really cool too. A web.
Throne web.
Like Spider-Man.
Oh, I see. The web spell, yeah. You conjure a mass of thick, sticky webbing at a point of your choice within range. Fills a 20-foot cube. The webs are difficult terrain, slightly obscure the area. The webs aren't anchored between two solid masses. The web collapses on itself, and the spell ends at the start of your next turn. Webs layered over a flat surface have a depth of 5 feet. Really? Webs layered over a flat surface have a depth of 5 feet? Oh, I guess it's a 20-foot... It fills a 20-foot cube, so they collapse to... Yeah. Okay.
So you can make a giant, like, 20-foot mound of web.
Web pile, yeah.
But all the applications that you could do with that volume, but it's only one cube, though, right?
Wait, 20 cubic feet of web?
20-foot, yeah, yeah. And creatures that are in that area have to make a dex saving throw. On a failed save, they're restrained, and the webs are flammable.
Flammable.
So they go out on Sundays to rebar is what you're telling me.
That does sound like a web that I would be friends with. That sounds pretty cool. I think enlarge and reduce sounds cooler, though. What do you think, Els?
Live your life, live your truth.
Get your fantasy.
What's your? I want your input, though.
Well, I know you've wanted my input for a very long time.
Doesn't everybody?
I think the web thing sounds pretty fucking cool.
No, just because you worship a spider goddess.
Well, also, like, they are restrained, which sounds pretty hot.
That sounds awesome.
And that's, like, a giant, like, schmoof of, like...
Especially since we have that tentacle dildo now.
It's a schmoof, you know, of spider make web. Like,
you just hold them in there and just go...
Right, okay.
Arson is basically like slowly turning the whole party into like this like Cthulhu jar. Bondage group.
You weren't supposed to tell them my secret mission.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with web for 400.
All right, we're gonna getting into the Eldritch BDSM.
Yeah, that's my favorite club in New York.
Eldritch BDSM.
Wouldn't that be actually fucking amazing? If it would
be
BDSM like bondage-y like sex club.
Bar? Oh my god, copyright us. Wait, that sounds fantastic. Yes.
The Instagram handle.
Oh my gosh. Sounds like an Eldritch blast.
I fucking hate you.
So Butylene is imbued. This experience has emboldened you to feel as even more confident as an alchemist as you feel yourself. You've leveled up through your adventuring. And so you're all continuing down the passageway between the stalls, looking at stuff, and there you kind of hear a bubbling sound as you turn a corner, and you see a big display set up with a hot tub. And Arson, sitting in that hot tub, you and only you can see the form of Samantha, your patron. She's holding a Cosmo. She is completely nude.
Oh my god!
But she's got fur, like a fur like stole. But
oh yeah, yeah. But fur wrap around.
But still in a hot tub, and still not wearing anything else. Mm-hmm.
She's the spider goddess, right?
Totally.
Oh my god.
And she says, hello, Arson. Won't you join me? And around you, all the light in the marketplace fades to darkness and all the sound fades away. Suddenly you are in a black void. It's just you and your patron and the hot tub. And she says, make yourself comfortable.
So then to make myself comfortable, I do that thing where you like dip your head in and kind of get a little like you just submerge to like really make sure that everything's wet. Cause like the dissonance of like the dry hair with like the wet, everything else is kind of weird. So you sort of like
Little Mermaid's flashback.
Yeah, exactly.
Put the head
you do the little,
like when she comes out of the water the first time without legs.
Exactly. minus the hat dropping. So yeah, that's what ends up happening. And the other thing too is that I have to sit in front of a jet because that gives you a free back massage.
When you said that you just stick your head in, what I initially imagined was that you just like go up to it and dunk your head in like over the side. But you're talking about like submerging yourself.
I've already jumped in the hot tub by this point. Oh, but that's
good too. Like you're just gonna like
I
plop.
Almost like that better. It's like you're bobbing for apples. Yeah. Like, that's so funny.
You're bobbing for manthas.
Yeah. So you eventually were able to settle down in front of a jet, and she says, "It's lovely to see you again, Arson. We've been working together a long time, but I don't think I know why you're out in the world."
I do it for the nudes, mostly.
And she says, well, feast your eyes.
I do it for the nudes. I do it for the attention that my parents never gave me. I do it because I like to be on the guest list everywhere. I don't like paying cover. What else? I also do it because I believe I'm chaotic neutral. So I just like watching things go nuts because that's fun.
She says, I like watching nuts as well. and she kind of like some tentacles come up from the water around her and like just primp her hair and adjust the wrap and then they sink back down.
This is why she's my patron.
She says, has it been successful? Have you gotten the attention that you crave?
Not Unfortunately, not even close, even at level 3, which is kind of a bummer. But it's close enough that I can smell it, and yeah, we'll see. The future is bright. The tunnel is ending, and the light is fading, and we're living and laughing and loving and manifesting our destiny through Oprah's patented secret. So maybe one of these ways we will reach enlightenment with chakras.
That's beautiful. As you've been talking, she's just been like kind of like patting her forehead with a loofah that's made out of a bat.
I cannot. Is it a loofah shaped in the form of a bat, or is it a bat that happens to be a loofah?
It is a live bat.
Cool. That's the right answer.
That's the look next season.
Seriously.
She says it's a shame that you haven't found that attention you're looking for, but your adventures are young and there's lots more ahead of you. In fact, I think now that you've come as far as you have, and I am very proud of you, I think it might be time for us to take our relationship to, as they say, the next level. I have 3 gifts for you, and I'd like you to choose one. We can deepen our relationship with the Pact of the Chain, the Pact of the Blade, or the Pact of the Tome. If you choose the Pact of the Tome, you get a spell book with additional spells and enhanced magical abilities. The Pact of the Blade provides a bound weapon that you can summon and dismiss at will. And the Pact of the Chain allows you to summon a familiar. You can connect to your familiar telepathically, and you can see and hear what it sees and hears, and you can give it commands.
Let's go with the Pact of the Blade, because I'm into bondage, and bound weapons are my thing that way.
Delightful. What a pleasure. What a pleasure it is to have a little soak with you. I'm glad we could have this little talk. you feel yourself energized with... this Pact of the Blade, as the water kind of like whirlpools around you and energy seeps into your body from the water that you're sharing with her. You also are receiving some additional hit points. You're getting more hit dice. You get a new warlock spell of level 1 or 2.
What the fuck is Cloud of Daggers? Oh my God.
Well, as you can imagine, that would summon a cloud of daggers. You look like you look like you're about to cry.
Oh my God! So, like, I don't need to buy a food processor, is what you're telling me?
Yeah. It's like one of those deli meat slicers, but it flies.
Oh my
God! Are we sponsored by Vitamix? Is that a thing?
Okay, that sounds What Misty Step sounds like a bad drag name, but like what would that entail?
Would be a really good bad D&D drag name.
It would. Misty Step. Hi, I'm Misty Step.
Oh my God.
I do oral and I do anal. I do it all. Misty Step is briefly surrounded. You become briefly surrounded by a silvery mist, and you teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space that you can see.
Okay, that's cool.
She just got upgraded.
What's Phantasmal Force?
Ooh.
Something you want to push you down.
You craft an illusion that takes root in the mind of a creature that you can see within range. They have to make an intelligence saving throw, and on a failed save, you create a phantasmal object, creature, or other visible phenomenon of your choice that is perceivable only to the target for the duration. It can include sound, temperature, and other stimuli evident only to the creature.
We just got that the castanets of illusion, so we've kind of got that taken care of. So you know this fucking cloud of daggers thing, that's the way to go for sure.
So, yeah, so they just kind of like hover. They you know, they spin around. You can't like move it around. It's not like a floating cloud that you can steer around the room. And they do 4d4 slashing damage.
Whoa. Slash me right up, why don't ya?
And yes. When you do it at higher levels, at a third level spell slot, which you don't have yet, but as you level up, the damage increases 2d4 for every spell slot above second.
Okay, yes, please. Sign me up. How do I get on the waiting list?
You are now
to me for 2 days.
You are now invited to participate in Cloud of Daggers.
We're going
to
make you a t-shirt now that says Cloud of Daggers.
Marvelous.
Actually, that'd be awesome. Like, illustration of you.
Yeah, right?
Oh my god. Oh, definitely.
I'm gonna work on that. Let's
We're going
that
there.
David Bowie, like, We're full X-Men, it. Like, Phoenix pose.
Yeah, so you feel this, like, whirlpool swirling around you in the hot tub, and you feel imbued with all these new powers and abilities from your patron. And she says, this has been lovely. And she stands up, and the jets on the hot tub kind of settle down to nothing. And she says, I'll be seeing you around, Arson. Just one last thing to think about. Arsenicki, Queen of the Underdark. Just thought I'd say it out loud. Has a nice ring. Well, goodbye. And she vanishes, and the lights come back up, and you're just standing there in this hot tub, surrounded in the market, and everyone's just, like, staring up at you. What are you doing? She's gone.
Did she just Chi-Chi Rodriguez our, like,
yes, she did.
Oh, my gosh. Is that a pageant? The Miss Underdark?
Miss Underdark 2017.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Wait, am I wearing clothes at this point?
Yes, you're fully dressed.
Okay.
You just jumped it.
Bummer.
Right.
So the party is continuing on through the market. And from off in the distance, Harlot, you can see someone familiar walking towards you. It is Ramshackle with that woman who bid. Got the winning bid on the Trixie LaBouche merchandise.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, this dick.
And Ramshackle sees you just at the same moment that you see him, and he gets a look on his face like, ooh. And before he could do anything, the woman who is with him spots you, and she says, oh, hello, you're the queens who brought the Trixie LaBouche merchandise, aren't you? Hello.
I thought I might have seen you bidding on that. May I make your acquaintance?
And Ramshackle kind of like interjects. He's like, "Oh, hey, hi. Harlot, this is my wife, Belfry Ramshackle. I'm so glad you two could meet under these circumstances." And he is sweating profusely. And she says, "Charmed, I'm very sure."
I'm sure.
She says, "What a fabulous day! Have you been enjoying your time at the Nexus?"
We've been having quite a spree of it. Yourself?
Oh, absolutely. As you can see, I've made quite an addition to my collection. I've been collecting relics of the great houses for some time. So I'm delighted to have obtained the Trixie LaBouche merchandise that you had. I must know where you found such a rare collection of items.
I don't tend to share my sources, but my friends and I, I'll say, came across it during our adventures.
She gives you a knowing nod. And she says, yes, a feminine wiles. We must keep our secrets, mustn't we?
'Tis our only armor, isn't it, sister?
I don't suppose you might happen to know of any more?
Any more merchandise?
Any more items that might have belonged to any of the queens? She's like, any of the items of the great queens, the fallen houses, any of those great relics that are said to have been lost to the ages?
Oh, the House of LaBouche is the only great house that I'm very thoroughly acquainted with. Do tell.
Let me have you roll a, what is Harlot thinking at this point?
She doesn't like Ramshackle. She knows this chick has a lot of money. Wants to find an opportunity to rob her blind if she can. Mm-hmm. If not, she doesn't want to be around Ramshackle, so she's over it. Like, that's part of her past. She's moved on from where her past is, and now she just wants to be chaotic good and not be a total cunt. So she's using her graces and airs, but obviously making it, like, I used to date your boyfriend. I don't know.
Right.
Nah.
That is the correct answer.
And she says, I suppose you might not have heard of them, but there used to be these great houses of all the great queens. Did fabulous performances, and their patrons.
Now I see you're like,
queen houses is what you're getting at.
Like the places we just destroyed.
The Wunderbrit.
I know, I don't want to tell her that. I don't want to tell her.
She's like, I'm sorry, what was that, my dear?
My sister loves eating.
I like carbs, a lot of carbs.
Carbs.
This is why I'm so fat. Actually, I'm not really fat. I look gorgeous. Thank you.
Serving body set.
Yeah, gross, you're drunk.
I elbow her in the ribs to the back of the party.
Good. Let me have you roll a deception check on that.
Okay. Oh, sweet, you got it there. Me in trouble. 18.
Even in imaginary games.
She raises an eyebrow at that, and she says, "So, what a shame that you don't have any more items like that on you. Well, what a shame that it doesn't sound like you have any other leads on any other items that you might be bringing to the Nexus in the future."
Beep. Pause for 1 second. Mm-hmm. Conversation. Do we have any leads? Like, has anyone told us? Like, we're supposed to go and meet up with our friend afterward, but I don't want her to get there first and get the information before me. So, no, I don't trust this bitch.
Okay.
I don't like her. I don't trust her. I think she's cheap. I think she's trash.
But do you have something you can sell her to throw her off the trail and, like, send her on a different quest? You got anything in your little purse? Sell her some... A bag.
Thank you. This is why we have a party. The stones. Sometimes Harlot's a stupid drag queen. You have plenty of oil, right?
Coconut oil for my skin regime.
But like for like slick, don't you have like the slipperiness spell or like the slick spell?
I also have vials of like colored liquid. That
right. And we have the oil of slipperiness, which we only spent 100 on.
Girl, don't lie. You're going to use those vials of colored liquid for your reveal in your next performance.
I know. I'm not going to think of I know she has memory associated with those. I am not allowed to
actually,
throw them out.
Actually, the oil you're talking about is for the tentacle dildos we just bought.
Oh.
You got to keep that.
It's silicone based. Got it.
It won't stain the Boll & Branch sheets.
Is our cold cream just straight up cold cream?
I just need to jump in here and point out that the cold cream that Harlot is talking about does cold damage. That's noted on the sheet, but I don't think we actually talked about it out loud. So, now you know.
So I'm going to say to Belfry, actually, my sister did mention something about the House of Wunderbread. When we were there, we managed to find something in the boudoir of Madame Wunderbread of Madame Wunderbread.
Oh, she looks very interested in this. Do tell.
As you can tell, I mean, I wear a lot of makeup.
I wouldn't have suspected it for a moment.
Yes.
She's looking you up and down. Not a moment.
Elevator eyes.
I blink very slowly. Because my eyelashes are way longer than hers are. So I'm not mad. In Madame Wunderbread's boudoir, I've actually found her very own cold cream. The very same cold cream that she used on her face to remove her makeup before going to sleep at night. You'd never sleep in your makeup. Even mascara and a lip gloss, I know.
She says, I wouldn't... makeup? I don't even know what you mean. This is just natural. A natural beauty, my dear.
At your age, bitch...
Oh, okay. Should I wrap you roll an intimidation check? I think so, yes.
Like I said, I don't like this bitch.
Oh my god, that's so smart.
Natural
20. Natural 20.
Oh, wait, no, it's that's a liner. It went 20 and then it said 2.
Oh, that is weird. I definitely saw the 20. I'm going to go with the 20 before it bounced.
Oh my gosh. Wow, what a trip.
I love, and plus 2, so.
She takes a step back, and she looks a little startled and shaken. Ramshackle says, "Oh, ladies, oh, what fun we're having! But we really have to get."
I brush past them and say, "Regardless, I found this cold cream in Lady Wunderbread's boudoir, and I'd be interested to sell it."
Belfry says, "Could you be persuaded to part with?" With such an intriguing item?
I know its worth. I'd be willing to part with it for the right amount of money.
I couldn't possibly spend more than 50 gold pieces. It's simply cold cream. It's not like an entire treasure chest's worth of signed memorabilia, and it appears to be to have been opened.
and used by Lady Wunderbread herself. Have you no sentimentality at all for the great houses?
Of course, I hold them in the highest esteem.
Do you know nothing about borrowing your drag mother's lashes for luck? Or using your drag mother's cold cream to remove your makeup just as she did? Do you not want to take any influence, power, or magic from the ancient house of Wunderbread? Oh, fine, 50 cold pieces. Darling, I could hawk this down at the market for at least $1 million.
I suppose I could go up to 75.
I see the cut of your dress. I see the fine silks that you wear. And you hang out with... this one, Ramshackle, his father's fucking loaded.
Ramshackle just laughs. And he looks around.
Oh, darling, has he been taking you to the short man? He hasn't been taking you to the hung man, has he? He's been taking you to the short man tavern, hasn't he? Oh, but now I feel bad that I'm going to be giving her... I'm chaotic good. Now I'm playing evil. I don't care. This is my character now. This is my life, and it is dangerous.
She says... Let's not beat around the bush any more than we have to for pleasure. What is your price?
200 gold. Call it done.
I've got 100 on me.
100. Take it. Don't ever say anything did anything nice for you,
though. She smiles happily. She takes it from you. She takes out a little purse from her pocket and she drops it into your hand. She says, "What a pleasure. What an absolute pleasure doing business with such fine, upstanding young ladies. Now we must attend to our larger purchases and arrange for them to be delivered back to Sknorf." He says, "But I wonder, since you do seem to have a talent for obtaining items like this, perhaps I can call upon you in the future to recover artifacts. Should I have any leads?"
Consequences of my actions. You know, my travels do take me far and wide. As much as I'd like to, I plan to travel. I don't know when I'll be back in these parts again soon.
They won't have cell service where we're going.
Girl, she's gonna have frost damage all over her face. I gotta get out of the country. I should be saying that to the microphone. Girl, I don't care where they have cell service. She's gonna get frost damage all over her face from this cold cream. I gotta get out of the
Give her the wrong number, girl. Give her the wrong number.
Yeah. If you need to find me, you can find me at the Hanged Man.
Oh,
You can find her on Facebook. You can find her on Instagram. You
will
can
not
find
me on
Grindr's
Thrust. Because I am a classy
in
lady.
In the bathroom stall.
She says, "Of course, all the classy ladies hang out at the Inn of the Hanged Man. What a delight doing business with you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I look forward to our paths crossing again." And she says, "Come along." And she like drags Ramshackle off down the aisle away from you. And I
take Butylene's arm as we're walking away. We're never going back to the Hanged Man again. I love you. Sorry.
Clearly.
So as they depart, you take a moment just to reflect on poor Ramshackle, and you think back on like all the years that you've known him and your time with him in the court, and how much you've changed since that time. You've learned...
I'm awful.
how much more horrible you've become, but also powerful. You've learned quite a bit of magic. You know that Mage Hand spell.
Right.
You're probably ready to deepen your magical experience.
I mean, how deep can my Mage Hand go?
There's no limit. It depends how slippery it gets, but your hit points are increasing.
The oil of slipperiness is silicone right. based. We did decide
when you get
this.
To the elbow, the ride's over.
I'm writing this down.
And it's pH balanced. you've got more hit dice. You've got, let's see, your sneak attack damage has increased.
Sweet. 2D6.
From 1d6 to 2d6.
That's awesome.
You have your Mage Hand cantrip always prepared, so you've got that at your beck and call. You can also select two new cantrips.
Cool.
And three first-level wizard spells.
Awesome. Three first-level wizard spells.
Yeah, so you've got quite a bit to choose.
But it's only from illusion and enchantment?
Let me just check.
Well, I've got these ones.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
We got that. What does prestidigitation do?
That conjures a minor magic trick. Allows you to do some small
like
bit of magic.
Manifest something, but small. True strike for sure. Two cantrips.
Yep, two cantrips.
So we'll do Blade Ward and True Strike.
Great.
And then three first level spells.
Yep. There's discrepancies about names because for some reason Tasha's Hideous Laughter is something that's like weirdly copyrighted. So in different, that's why it says Tasha's here, but we changed it to Coochie's.
Well, because I remember Tasha's Hideous Laughter, but Color Spray is just like Dazzler magic.
Mm-hmm. I think it blinds people when it hits.
Does it? Is it illuminated or is it just?
It's like basically a can of spray paint.
Cool, but no physical damage. I think Disguise Self is useful because I'm a thief. And Silent Image is like a ghost self. Sleep's always good. Charm Person. Yeah, Charm Person, Disguise Self, and Sleep.
Okay.
Those are good thieving spells. Because I've been playing such a nasty... The last time I played D&D steadily was like an evil campaign that went on for a year.
And you were a bitch?
We were... We started wars between countries.
Okay.
We were awful.
That is very mean. That is a mean girl thing to do, to start a war between countries.
We were teenage children. We didn't know any better.
Boys will be boys, after all. Okay, so Harlot, you feel your magic, you feel a confidence swelling in your magical abilities, and you're
a
ready.
Confidence swelling.
Throbs mightily, coursing through your veins.
All of my magical skills are throbbing.
And you hear a voice say, all right, save it for back home. And you look down and Nomi is there and he's like, all right, you guys get everything you came for?
Yeah, girl.
So Nomi is, he's looking very excited. He says, get this, I was able to figure out where the key to the vault is, the vault that holds the next queen's treasure for us to go after. We're going to have to unlock this place and we can do it with a scepter. The scepter is the key to this vault, and the scepter is a prize for winning a competition. The competition is a talent show that's going to be going on in just a few weeks called The Search for the Tops. Now, if you girls enter this thing, I think you got a pretty good shot at winning. Now, I could get you all signed up and everything and get you into this contest. What do you want to call your act?
Smells like Queen Spirit.
More like Queen Spirit.
Rectangle Girls of the World.
Too woke to get out of bed.
Too broke to pay attention.
Soft Butch Hard Femme.
Suzanne Summers.
Sure, Suzanne Summers. People would be so excited. And they're like, wait, who? Right. You come out.
Our group name is Suzanne Summers.
Please welcome to the stage Suzanne Summers. Just four mediocre drag queens.
I mean, you could be like Suze and Summers. Like, one of you is Suze. I don't know if this makes sense or not. No, it doesn't.
Like, S-U-E-S, one who sues and one who summers.
Sure.
Summers away from here, but they summer.
Oh my god.
Balooty and the Ho-Fish.
Ooh, I like that.
Booty and the Ho-Fish.
Balooty and the Ho-Fish.
Oh my god.
If you're gonna spoonerize it, you gotta spoonerize it properly.
I'll have to talk to my lawyers to see if there's any, copyright infringement.
You don't like blooties?
Yeah, I think it should be Booty and the Ho-Fish.
Booty and the Ho-Fish.
Oh, nice.
Burr, 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 burr. That is preposterous.
How do you spell burr, burr, burr?
Like, if you need that as a stage direction, if you want that to play at some point when you're in some mega club, can I have the specific Brazilian carnival triple mega horn? Burr, 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 burr.
It's the universal language.
Yeah.
So a booty and the Ho-Fish. All right.
That's fine.
Going with it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is like, it's about as classy as I'd expect from an act like this one.
Yeah.
All right. Accurate. He says, I'll get the paperwork all signed up here. Make sure you're in the contest. We're going to have to make some good time to get up to the takes place. This contest takes place on top of a mountain, so we got some travel ahead of us. All right, everybody back in the carriage. We got to get on the road. Nomi hurries everybody off into the carriage, and you set off out of the market. You're laden down with all the fabulous new items that you got and your new abilities and skills. And the sun is, you know, it's not quite at the horizon, but it's getting on towards the end of the day. as you come through the portal, that little gnome fishing is still there, and he waves to Coppertop, and Coppertop waves back to him as you head off through the forest back in the direction of the inn of the Hung Man, and then beyond that, that's at the fork in the road, and then beyond that is the mountain looming far, far in the distance. And as you're on your way, the capybara starts to pull a carriage across a bridge, a wide bridge that goes over a little stream. And at the other end of the bridge, a large man suddenly steps into the road. And he says, "That's far enough." And behind you, another man wearing robes and holding a crystal ball steps across the entrance to the bridge. And from out of the bushes on the bank of the stream, a man pops up holding a bow and arrow and aiming it straight at the carriage. And the man who's blocking your path says, "All right, we want the goods." And everybody roll for initiative.
20, right? Yeah.
That's a d20.
That's not a 20. This is a 20. This is a 20. Natural 20, bitch.
Plus your dexterity modifier.
My total is 13.
Okay, Arson gets a 13. 17 for Freya. And Harlot?
22 altogether.
There's also plus one.
All right, so you guys are halfway across this bridge. There are thugs standing on either side, one of them with a mace, the other one has a crystal ball, and the archer has his bow and arrow trained on you. And now we're into combat, which was a little confusing and had some starts and stops, so we're just going to summarize it here. Don't worry, once we're into Season 1, combat gets much better, and we won't be summarizing it like this. So things got off to a good start with some oral action.
Let's see, I'm going to take this guy out. So I'm going to go and, like, bite him in the throat.
Then it got a bit wet and wild.
You know what? I'm just going to, while I'm running, I'm going to pick up some water from the stream with my Create Water, kind of throw it at him to just kind of, like, get him off balance a little bit and just, like, straight up jump and tackle him.
There were some unorthodox attacks. So yeah, you slice away all the bush that's there, and most of the clothing that the guy's wearing as well. And arson was a nonstop source of catchphrases.
Let's do that spectacular bullshit. Mm. I may not know my flowers, but I know a bitch when I see one.
Tagline cantrip.
Also, all the nine hashtagable t-shirts that we're coming up with, like, in this hour, right?
Roll your damage, Heather.
Oh my gosh. Copyright. Ding.
Mutiline went cruising.
Ooh, so I'm still in the bushes.
And Arson got more comfortable with her somatic spells. Describe your gesture to cast Eldritch Blast.
The gesture is like air gun. It's like handguns. It's like pew 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 pew.
It's like pew pew pew. Or yeah. It's like
exactly.
Yeah. Is there like a or is that pew?
Yes.
And so the guy on the bridge, this thug, is like, pew, pew, pew. He doesn't think this is anything. And then suddenly bolts of lightning fly out of your hand. And knock him backwards onto the, like, through the air. And he lands on the carriage dead right next to Coppertop. And Coppertop, like, scoots
dinner
over for him. We took some time to really get to know the attackers. And he is defeated. But he is also naked. And so you've seen his private shame.
Ooh.
Or his private glory.
I mean, it's up to you, really.
You should roll to tell us whether it's private shame or private glory.
All right, we're gonna roll a 1d. We're gonna roll a 1d12.
Okay.
It's illegible. Oh, it's a mystery.
Really? I have illegible dice.
It's just very hard to read. It's an 8. So it's okay. Private average. It's private above,
eight
slightly above average.
Functional.
Yeah.
Roll 1d12 for length and girth. Wait, we didn't get that. It could be a chode. I mean, we could still get a good chode. Give us second dimension roll.
Second dimension is 11.
Whoa.
So this is quite a sight, actually. Wow. You're drinking
like
it
a
in.
Grub from the underside of a
I mean, she
log
is a beast at this point. You know, there's one thing on her mind. It's like fighting and fucking. with that.
The players made good use of the environment for musical numbers.
Hit him with that first spin, and he's knocked over, and you hit him with the second spin, and he is just, you send him flying down the river and, yes. Or down the stream, and the flow of the water just carries him off away into the distance.
Would you say he was rolling down the river?
He was rolling down the river.
Oh my god, Lady Chablis is shook.
Rolling down the river.
Spinning outside of her
grave.
She hasn't
done it yet. I just got that, you stupid bitch. I hate you.
Wow. It's also record time.
It took me a second.
But then things got a little dangerous. So the smoldering crystal ball, it smokes and flickers, and you could see the forms of clenched fists surrounding him. And it's surrounded because Harlot and Freya, you're standing around, they're surrounding you as well. So this is extremely perilous. You're just surrounded by these, like, dark, spectral forms of clenched fists.
So I'm going to do as many backflips as I have to do to get over there.
Great.
You know, I'll probably start with a cartwheel and then start doing, like, backflips.
Round up, backhand spread,
and then just, like, shoot myself as hard as I can with my horns. Like right into the chest.
Perfect.
Crystal ball guy.
So you do a backflip through over yes. and over and over through the stream. Harlot and Freya are just like standing around him, like woozy and dazed. You just bound into this cloud of dark fists. Arson, you're standing a couple feet away. All you see is Mutilene disappears into this cloud of dark fists, and then this other guy, the guy with the crystal ball, just comes sailing out the other side. And as soon as he lands, that cloud evaporates, and the crystal ball falls dim, and they are all defeated.
Yes. Into the splits.
The important thing is that you've defeated... these thugs.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. Oh, was that it?
And so, in the end, our heroes were victorious in their own way. And so, Nomi kind of pokes his head out of the window
Nomi
of the
Malone.
Carriage. And how did you know his last name?
It's Versace.
Are there stairs in our near future?
watch your back.
We're being set up.
It's okay because we have Versace somewhere.
The power of Versace
compels you.
So he kind of pokes his head out of the carriage and he's like, well, that was fun. I guess somebody must have spotted you guys getting some special items at the Nexus. We better get on the road. I don't know how many of these other people are following you. And he was watching around the end of this fight, and he's like, that guy summoned his spirit guardians were fists, huh? That doesn't bode well at all. Well, we got a long road ahead of us. And so Coppertop pushes the body of that first thug off of the carriage where it had fallen after you blasted him. And you climb into the carriage, and far off in the distance, you can see the clouds swirling around the distant mountain where you have to journey to compete in the search for the tops, which is exactly where we will find you when our adventure resumes.
Like, do that thing where it's like the carriage like is rolling, but then it like pauses, and then this like zooms out, and there's like nostalgic 80s music plays.
Yes, perfect.
End credits. Is there gonna be a blooper reel?
To be continued.
Just Freya sitting on that guy's face.
Yeah, it's good. Close it. Freezes and it says executive producer Susan Harris.
Yes. Along with Dick Wolf. Yeah. Right.
Yes, you hear a howl off the distance. The Dick Wolf.
Dun dun.
Grr. Arr.
The Thick Wolf.
In the criminal justice system,
all wolves are especially thick.
And
Well, there you have it. Hope you enjoyed that little journey. Thanks to our cast, Arsenicki, Freya Love, Butalino Kipple, and Harlot O'Scara. And by the way, we had a lovely weekend at DragCon. Thanks to everyone who came out to our panel. We recorded a very special adventure with Freya Love, also Kitty Powers, Erica Clash, and Ben de la Creme. We hope to be able to share that with you very soon. Thanks to Sam Antonioli for the music. Thanks to Chad Sell for the gorgeous album art for the show. Next Season 0 episode is going to be on Friday, May 18th. That's the winter episode. And there's going to be more Season 0 episodes coming out the week after, with the season premiere, Season 1, starting on May 30th. Then new episodes are going to be every Wednesday after that. Don't forget about our live shows. Seattle, we're coming to Kremwerk on June 21st. Tickets for that are at queensofadventure.com. And San Francisco, we're going to be visiting in July. That's July 13th and 14th. Tickets are going to go on sale very soon, so you can get on the Queens of Adventure mailing list to find out when tickets go on sale. As always, please get in touch. Let us know what you thought of the show. We're at queensofadventure@gmail.com. Please leave reviews on the podcast platform of choice. That is so helpful when a show's just starting out. So again, big thanks to Yas Queen, who wrote, "This nerd is in stiletto heaven." I wish you all the best in your heaven made of stilettos. Also, please tell your friends if you're enjoying Queens of Adventure. Get that word of mouth going. And until next time, sissy that roll.